Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, it's probably a good thing that our producer Travis has a red button back in the studio, because we got some fighters in the house today. I was watching the post-fight press conference. So, very cool. Saturday night, I'm in Missoula. I'm at the Fusion Fights under the lights, right next to the Clark Fork River, right on the baseball field there, home of the Paddleheads. You know, you got Mount Sentinel off in the background. Absolutely incredible. There's Dave Evans right in the center. He's the main referee for all the Fusion Fights. But Carol Bracken and the crew at the Fusion Fights, they gave a big shout out to Dave Evans. Dave, you were in what, Hollywood, Florida, Friday night, and then Missoula, Montana on a Saturday night.
Saturday morning at 5 a.m. I woke up in Hollywood, Florida, and jumped on an airplane at 6. I was in Great Falls after a long layover, unplanned layover in Denver. I ended up landing in Great Falls at about 3 o'clock. I live right by the airport, so I ran home, took a shower, packed a bag, and drove 2.5 hours to Missoula to ref a show.
Yeah.
And be there for a fighter. We had another guy that competed that night, and, you know, he was there by himself, and I wanted to make sure that he had somebody with him.
Had a coach there, yeah. So you've got a gym here in Great Falls, and we're broadcasting live. By the way, if you're in Great Falls right now, come see us. We're at Highwood Creek Outfitters. At the gun store and the indoor shooting range here in Great Falls. We got open mics for you to join us later, but we've got the King Kai Stewart. You were there Friday night. What is he, three-time now?
We've defended it. Yeah, that was our third defense. Second defense.
But third title. Yeah. The bare knuckle fighting championships. If people think UFC style fighting, MMA fights, and boxing matches are crazy, bare knuckle is a whole nother level.
You know, it really is. And I tell you, not to be clichéical, but Conor McGregor said it completely correct. He said, you know, it's almost impossible to have a boring fight.
Yeah.
In bare knuckle, it's almost impossible. We have seen a couple of them, I suppose, right? If shit happens, but in perspective.
We got a dump button there for that. Yeah, that's one of the words we can't use, but that's all right. Wait, Travis is on the red button there.
Get that thumb ready, brother. See, anyways, I mean, in perspective of how many have taken place versus, you know, how many boring, we got one in a million. So, yeah.
So, Dave Evans.
I like the sport. It's fast.
Born in Butte, which explains why you're a fighter. You know, Butte, man, like the fighting capital of the world, right? Some tough folks in Butte. We're going to be in Butte for our show tomorrow, by the way.
Nice.
But you've got the king with us right now, King Kai Stewart, the bare knuckle fighting world champion. Now, three different times he's won that, but he's in the house with us here. Dave Evans is his coach. Dave, stand by. We'll talk more and introduce our listeners if they haven't heard from him yet. King Kai Stewart, after this. Montana Talks live from Highwood Creek Outfitters here in Great Falls. And you can come down and see us and the king as well. And then, would you call her the queen of burgers in Great Falls?
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we'll be rocking that red button pretty good, because I watched that post-fight press conference, and man, how could you not let some words fly out after that massive victory down in Florida?
Yeah.
Coach Dave Evans, you're with Flow State Athletics. You're the coach for King Kai Stewart. You were down there.
Sir.
One of the questions I heard thrown to King Kai was, you came to Miami and beat the hometown kid. Another guy said, that's the last time I underestimate or predict against King Kai Stewart out of Great Falls, Montana. Tell our listeners, why don't you introduce King Kai Stewart for us before we hear from him? How would you introduce him? How would you describe, you know, this fighter?
Gosh, I would say Kai is the king of his own destiny. Not everybody gets that opportunity in this life. Not everybody has the confidence in themselves to go and tell. And even if he's getting beat up and thrown around, he ain't letting go. And you got to love and respect that, absolutely. I think that's what I love about him the most. When we work together, he drives me. You know, he makes me want to be better. He makes me want to go home and watch more videos and talk to coaches and get more input, you know, because the day you stop learning, brother, just so you can always be better. We can always be better at doing it no matter what. And that's the type of coach that I am. And I think that's what really makes our friendship and our relationship what it is. It's because we appreciate that. And, you know, the sky's the limit. Every time we get a little bit better, you know, we readjust and say, okay, we need to get a little bit better.
He's live on his Instagram feed right now, King Kai Stewart. Man, hey, great to see you here. That is just absolutely crazy what you do as a bare-knuckle fighting champion.
Hell yeah. I drive Dave to do better, like you just said, but yeah, I also probably drive him to take too many scoops of pre-workout to keep up. You know what I mean? we got cardio for days. We've been doing really good, and I'm super happy I get to share this moment with Dave and Montana as a whole. Like, it's crazy. People don't realize how hard it is to make it out of Great Falls, Montana. Like, it's just not an easy thing to do, and we're just at this point we're making it look easy because, you know, and it, all it is some good old-fashioned Montana hard work, and I think Montana is really appreciating that, and we're gonna definitely bring bare knuckle back to I don't know about Great Falls, but we're gonna bring it back to Montana, and the people are gonna be able to enjoy my fights live and in person, hopefully one more time.
Well, I've been enjoying these fusion fights, and I can only imagine. I mean, bare knuckle is just a whole another set of crazy. You still got two black eyes, you got scrapes on your nose, you got scrapes over both eyes,
and I won.
And you won. Yeah, you should see the other guy, right?
And this ain't bad.
Yeah, this ain't bad.
This ain't bad.
And a few stitches above your left eye. Yeah. So describe bare knuckle fighting. What's it like actually being inside that ring? So you grew up in Loma and in Fort Benton and then in Gray Falls.
Yeah.
I figured you were a wrestler because to be this tough, you had to be a wrestler.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Those guys are tough.
Yeah, bare knuckle is first and foremost on paper, and from the outside looking in, it's crazy. But once you really get in there, it's beautiful. We have a lot of in wrestling, we clinch a lot, you know, we get on the head, we make it dirty. And I found that route in bare knuckle is the easy, like it's I call it easy mode, because these straight boxers, they don't realize what it's like to get hands put on them. So
they're used to bobbing and weaving and dancing and punching.
Yeah. And I've never been in a street fight outside the ring or cage. So it's like my first time punching somebody with a bare knuckle was October 9th, 2021. And the second I got out of the ring, I was like, I can do this. Like, this is built for me. Like, and I was 21 at the time, the youngest person in the sport. There's some younger ones now, but I am the youngest champion now. And I've been grateful for it, you know. It's definitely a wild ride. Wasn't on my bingo card. Never expected to be in this position, but I'm running with it. I'm running with it, and bare knuckle is a beautiful sport.
Even if people didn't watch your fight, if they watched that post-game press conference or the post-fight press conference I've got on our Montana Talks website, man, it was so fun to just see how excited you were. You were just singing the praises of Montana as you were praising your coach, but you were all about Montana and about how tough the people of Montana are, especially the people here in Great Falls, Montana.
Yeah, I mean, you drive down the street and you can look that, dang, this is a tough community. You got to be tough to make it in this town. And I'm trying to be a good example for the kids that I coach. You know, I'm a Great Falls Central Catholic high school wrestling coach. I coach my youth team, the Humble team, and I want all the kids that I coach to know that, hey, you go hard. Like, if you work hard, you can do literally anything. And at this point, I can literally say anything, because what I'm doing is crazy. What I'm doing is crazy, and on paper, it's unheard of. It's statistically, I'm not supposed to be doing this, and I am. And it's Montana. It's all the Montana grit and the Montana honest hard work.
What do you think they got your message about bringing a BKFC to Montana, back to Montana? Which town do you think they might do it in? Dave Evans is doing the prayer.
Dave Feldman in the post-fight press conference, he said that, so it was brought up, hey, we have a dominant champion in Kai Stewart. And Feldman said that it's inevitable coming to Montana. So that gave us a lot of hope. And now it's going to boil down to selling out an arena and making money doing it. And unfortunately, I don't think Great Falls has a big enough arena. Even if we, maybe we can get a different type of setup going.
So maybe the Adams Center, maybe Brick Breeland, maybe the Mantra.
I think at this point,
I want the Mantra. I don't want anything outside.
I feel like Montana will rally behind me, and we will sell out any arena. And if we can sell out the Metra, that would be a beautiful display.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. All right, hold that thought. Hey, we also got Tara Beam with the Roadhouse Diner in the house. And anyway, we'll talk with her and more with Dave Evans and King Kai Stewart after this.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, I want to get to Tara Beam. We're going to have if you're busy right now and you can't make it down here to Highwood Creek Outfitters here in Great Falls, well, come see us around lunchtime because starting at 11:30 this morning till about 1, paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana, we're going to have some gift cards for you. And we're going to take you to the Roadhouse Diner and Tara Beam and her crew there. King Kai, when Tara walked in, you were like, oh, yeah, I know that place. I've had some burgers there. So apparently a pretty epic joint, huh?
Yeah, and it's right down the street from us. I literally think it's 3 blocks from my house. And we've been anytime we have guests in town, it's like we're going to Roadhouse Diner. It's definitely the burger joint to go to. It's the eatery to go to in Great Falls, in my opinion. So I love that it's so close, and them fries is really that's what'll get you. Them fries get you.
How does a guy like you eat French fries? Because what are you, 5'8" and 144 pounds?
Yeah.
You don't have a French fry that even sticks on that right now.
Right now is whenever I eat my French fries. I eat the fried food. I eat whatever I want. I want to enjoy my life, and part of my enjoyment is food. So
the championship, that was Friday night. Now you can relax a little bit on wine.
Then, you know, we're going to get back to work, but you know, the food we can eat. We'll eat health food whenever it's time to eat health food, to keep it that way. We'll eat burgers from Roadhouse Diner whenever it's time to eat burgers from Roadhouse Diner. I'm a foodie for sure, especially how much weight I cut. It's just kind of the way to go.
Well, and frankly, Montana beef, I mean, that is healthy. Like good Montana beef, especially a steak. But Tara Beams, yeah, since we're chatting about the Roadhouse Diner, I first heard about you through Sheriff Jesse Slaughter's podcast. He does a podcast, a Pursuit podcast, and I think he's taping an episode right now. But man, the accolades you guys have received,
yes.
I mean, could fill pages and pages of burger awards you've gotten. So anyway, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me.
What should I get here later in just about a couple hours, I think?
I would say, since I heard that you have not had Roadhouse before.
Not yet.
I have two things. The first one, I don't know, Kai, what do you think? Do you think we should do the Winchester or the Death by Bacon?
Ooh. You sold me at bacon. Yeah. So, fun, really, really, really fast fun fact about bacon. People were in the Airbnb down in Florida were trying to figure out what they wanted to cook for breakfast, and I heard somebody say bacon. I was deep in the weight cut. I was like, can we do anything?
Can we do bacon?
Bacon's going to be too good for
After
me.
After the fight, I'll do bacon.
Yeah.
But also, we're at a gun store right now, so I feel like the Winchester sounds kind of good, too. So.
Yes, that one actually is our number one selling burger, is the Winchester.
What's on the Winchester?
That one has our house-made crossroad sauce, and then the grilled onions, single patty, but you can make it too if
I'll
want.
Make it too.
I mean, we can do
extra
that
protein.
For you. Exactly. Another thing that actually one of my customers said it was kind of funny is that we have the peanut butter and jelly burger.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Which the history behind the history behind that burger is one of my nurse friends said, Tara, you should do like an Elvis burger. I'm like, okay. So I did the peanut butter, jelly, and bananas. And I was like, I'm not really feeling it with the bananas. So you know what? We take the other B word. Bacon.
Peanut butter jelly and bacon. That sounds like a perfect combo.
And one of the customers said, Tara, this needs to be like a dessert burger. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you order your other burger. So let's say the Winchester, since we're here at the Highwood, right? And then we get the dessert burger of the peanut butter and jelly. And then we just quarter that baby up and we share and we say burger cheers.
Yeah, and that is now on my list of things to go do this week.
Fantastic.
So, hey, if you guys want to join us, Dave and King Kai, if you guys want to come down today too, I mean, we're giving out gift cards to everybody, so it should be fun.
I'll go down. I'm free most of the day. What time?
11:30 to 1. It'll be like a celebrity appearance.
Perfect.
So,
count me in.
Oh, sweet. All right. We'll have a gift card for you too, so that'll cover your meal. So. Yeah, Tara, the philosophy behind the Roadhouse Diner, you got like a Patrick Swayze burger. Was it Patrick Swayze who was in Roadhouse, or was that Kevin Bacon or something? I can't remember.
Yeah,
that was great.
Bacon.
Yeah, yeah.
No, actually, I think one of the big things that took off was the Marty McFly burger that we did. And it was kind of funny because the notoriety that we received from doing these weird burger creations, I mean, people know that I am not normal because, you know what, I like to have fun. I like to challenge myself. I like to put myself into situations that I never would have thought I would be into, such as, you know, who puts Pop Rocks on a hamburger? Me.
Oh, yes.
That's what my mom just mentioned.
Did your mom just mention that?
Pop Rocks inside for 4th of July.
Yeah. So what I wanted to do. Yeah, and that's what I did because I wanted to get, you know, as being a nurse, I want to get those five senses going. Well, what better way to have a Pop Rocks blasting right in your face, right?
Love it.
That won't take you to the emergency department.
That's good. And then how do you get all your beef and everything like that? I know more and more we're trying to get more Montana beef, but it's the whole supply chain thing everybody's trying to do. Like I was in Missoula. They had, it was like Double K Burgers. Great burger joint in Missoula. I'd never been there before. So this is like turning into the great burger tour across Montana as well, you know?
Yeah, I believe we were probably the first, I believe, from McCafferty Ranch Beef to actually bring Montana beef to our restaurant, and the ranch itself is 30 minutes away from Great Falls. So our beef is fresh, never frozen, and that juiciness that you get from it, Montana hardiness right there. And then our buns, we use Montana wheat, so Great Harvest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Great Harvest actually bakes them every day fresh for us. So we use the Montana wheat with them, and oh my gosh, when you put together a homemade bun with a burger patty that has never been frozen.
Montana beef.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, Tara, thanks for dropping in.
Thank you.
I know you got a busy day. We're looking forward to seeing, and we got a celebrity appearance now because King Kai's going to come join.
Coming.
I think Dave's going to come. And,
well, we're going to see you all today.
Burgers. Yeah.
The Roadhouse Diner, okay?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right. And King Kai, it's good we didn't do this like last week.
Oh, I know.
We'd be killing your way in right now.
I know. I would have been upset. You know, there's not a lot to be upset about in this world, but talking about burgers on fight week is one of them.
So I was telling your coach, Dave Evans, a little bit about this. You know, it was so cool just being at Fusion Fights on Saturday night. I mean, you've done the Fusion Fights as well,
yeah,
right?
That's where I grew up. 10 fights.
I was going to say, yeah. I'm pretty sure I've seen that one of the one of the shows at the Metro, but what was so cool, Dave, for me personally to be there, like, you know, as an Iraq-Afghanistan veteran, I get so inspired by the fighters like this, and I know, but I remember, you know, I could have been at a coffee shop in Kabul at 4 a.m. because my soldiers wanted to go watch a UFC fight, and it was so fun going with them to watch it, you know, and I feel like I've been so busy over the last 20 years with my day job, doing a radio show, little kids, and then being deployed and training and that, you know, I'd watch the UFC and I'd watch things like this, but I didn't know much about it. Kind of like I like guns, I shoot guns, but I don't own a bunch of them. I got what I got, but I'm kind of making up for lost time. But it was just so cool to be sitting there watching these incredible fights under the lights in Missoula and thinking back to those days when we'd be huddled up around a TV at 4 o'clock in the morning in Kabul or Cop Wilderness or, you know, some chow hall somewhere.
Sure.
Because you guys are inspiring American warriors, and you guys are American warriors, and you're inspiring. There's first responders out there. There's law enforcement, and there's guys that got out of prison and they're fighting back from addiction.
They really are.
And that's great too.
There's a lot of good things in combat sports. I think combat sports brings a lot of people together. I know we're fighting, and We're trying to hurt each other. We're trying to get that win. But in the end, it's like, I don't know how much of the beef with Brian Duran you guys saw. Like, we were attacking each other. And I mean, there was a level to it that was like, I mean what I'm saying. And then after the fight, it was instantly handshakes, hugs.
Brotherhood.
And yeah. Like, we ate dinner. Their team was right next to us at the food place at the Hard Rock, and like, it was a great night, great people. They really are good people. The fight community, I love to say, if you know one person in the fight community, you know damn near everybody in the fight community, because it's a good space to be in.
Dave, yes, you know, he was just talking about how, you know, you're going all in on this fight.
Yes,
you've been a referee for how many 2,000 fights?
How many? Over 2,000.
Over
fights.
2,000
yeah,
fights.
Probably 8 years.
And it's cool watching you, because I got to sit next to Terrell, right next to the cage, right next to the octagon at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse for Bozeman fights. And man, watching you, you're like, I mean, you're like a wrestling referee on steroids, because you got to know when to stop it. You want to let the fight go, but you also, because you guys do such a great job of protecting these fighters and making sure people stay safe.
That's rule number one.
That's so, like, ironic to say, you know, we're fighters, but we protect our fighters. But they really do. I've seen people be, like, some people are saved. Literally, I think their lives are saved by referees. You know what I mean? So
yeah, Saturday night I had a great fight. Main event, I stopped it with 2 seconds left in the fourth round. 2 seconds.
That's right.
I acknowledged the 10-second warning, right? And once I acknowledged that and I made my decision, that was enough. The coach and I want to say this, all my favorite coaches I argue with, well, we're passionate. It tells me that you're passionate and you love your students and you care about them. If you're not willing to argue with me, like,
you're not going to bat for
them. Yeah, you're not really in, right? You're somebody's cousin that's just here for Facebook pictures. So, right?
The rest of us.
Yeah. So, anyways, I stopped it with 2 seconds left. The coach and I were quote unquote arguing. It sounds worse than it is using that word, but just to say we were going back and forth about it. And I said, look, coach, 2 seconds, he takes 3 more punches. And I let him into the next round with a concussion. So how much more damage does he take again in the next round? Mm-hmm. So it's not just those 2 seconds and those 3 punches. Yeah. It's letting him into that next round, possibly with a concussion. Seconds, we're out.
This is with gloves.
That's enough.
This young man right here is doing this without gloves.
When I was a kid, I would have never signed up for. I'll fight in a bar all day.
It's so fun.
I'll fight in a bar all day. But it's like signing up for it. So no,
my manager says that he talks to some very, very big names in the UFC. And he's like, do you guys want to do bare knuckle? And it's instantly, absolutely not. That stuff is crazy. And it's like, wow.
When UFC fighters are saying, man, that's crazy. And a young man from Great Falls, Montana, is the 3-time champion of crazy. You know this guy is a beast. All right, stand by. Back right after this quick break. I'm going to try to record a quick video with King Kai if I can.
Yeah.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Yesterday, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack announced a new proposed rule under the Packers and Stockyards Act that would clarify the interpretation of unfair under the act itself and spell out in more detail conduct prohibited under the law.
So in combination, what we've done is we've expanded transparency and made it easier for farmers to understand the deals that they're entering into and who they're contracting with. We made sure that they couldn't be discriminated against or retaliated against. We made sure that a tournament system would operate fairly and that there would not be any specific deductions that caught farmers by surprise. And today, we provide an enforcement tool that I think will provide for greater balance in the relationship between farmer and integrator. All of this is designed, in combination with the resources and investments we've made, to create the opportunity for more new and better markets.
The Fair and Competitive Livestock and Poultry Markets proposed rule drew praise from groups such as Farm Action and the Organization for Competitive Markets, along with the National Farmers Union, which has been advocating for the rule through its Fairness for Farmers campaign. However, the Meat Institute criticized the proposal, claiming it would regress meat production by decades and conflict with congressional intent. I'm Lane Nordlund.
We'll be right back.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, hey, by the way, can you announce that? You were just telling me, Dave, something off air. Can you announce that yet, or can you announce that news, or you got to hold off on that news for a second?
You know what? I think I feel comfortable enough to probably proceed.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
The Terrell Bracken and Fusion Fight League has started the Contender Series, which is an amateur boxing show that we've been using for a while, and we're in very deep talks of switching that to a commissioned show and having a kickboxing league here in the state of Montana.
Oh, very cool.
Right.
I would not even try to enter that because probably one kick and then my back's really a mess.
Sure.
But I've been doing the 9-round kickboxing that Corey Willis does, and that's such a great workout.
Love Corey Willis.
It's such a great workout. So, a ton of fun. But I still wouldn't try to pick a fight here with King Kai Stewart, though. I almost forgot to ask you. I want to give both of you a chance to whatever you want to tell folks across Montana, of course, before you go. And then we're going to catch up with Tom Van Hoos here at Highwood Creek Outfitters. But listening to that post-fight press conference again, you were all Montana all the way, which was so great. But you know, stopped in Browning last night, Blackfeet Reservation, the Blackfeet Nation, on the way over from Kalispell, and I was like, man, one of the coolest things I was telling our colleagues that were cruising over with us, I said, one of the coolest things about this post-fight press conference is you were saying you're not a boxer, but yet here you are basically boxing, bare knuckle boxing, but you said you're a fighter. But you actually got some boxing coaching, and you were in Spokane, Washington, and by chance, you end up getting coached by a Montana. I thought that was such a cool story.
Yeah, I went into Spokane with zero plan, zero expectation other than my strength and conditioning program, DL Training System. Shout out Coach and Dr. Dylan Lemery. He's a wizard. But I went over there with really, like, no coaching plan. I was going to spar with Brady Hiestand, and that was it. And then I get to town, and this guy's like, I don't want to use the word begging, but he was definitely like, give me a chance with this kid. And at first I was like, oh, going to his house, his gym's in his basement. Like you go into those situations very, very tiptoey. And then I get there, one workout, he cranks the heat in his basement. I'm dripping. I lose like 8 pounds of sweat. I make a mess out of his basement. And I was like, yep, this is it. And he's an amateur boxing coach, Coral Devereaux. I think I pronounced that correctly. Coach Coral, amateur boxing is what we were really working on. We had Dave Evans' game plan. I told him, hey, I don't need your help with game planning. I need your help learning how to box. Because we had our game plan ready. So we took our game plan and added amateur boxing. It was huge. And whenever he told me that he was from Browning, Montana, and a registered Blackfeet Native American, like, that was huge because I was worried about leaving Montana. I rep Montana till I die, and I don't want people talking about me like they do O'Malley and about all these other guys whenever I leave. And, oh, he doesn't represent Montana anymore. But in reality, I found a Montana guy, and he helped me through the fight camp. So we still bleed Montana.
Yeah, that's very cool. Dave Evans, anything you want to tell us? Anything else you want to tell folks all across Montana?
I would say, you know, if we do get BKFC to come back here to Montana, guys, let's pack those stands and get them, you know, so they have another reason to come. We have not only King Kai here in the state of Montana that's ready to go, but we got Ryan Ibsen, we got James Dennis, we got Sam Polk up in Missoula, we got Ruben Roundstone over in Helena, we got Bryant Atchison down in Billings.
Who arguably could be a BKFC world champion if they push him. If they push him, bare knuckle suits him.
For so many years, and I'm here to tell you that brother deserves. And Dylan Schulte's from Montana. He's down in Denver, you know, training and doing his thing and progressing for himself. But, I mean, we're talking about, we got 3/4 of a card sitting right here in the state of Montana.
You know, it's funny. Most people around the world now know Montana because of that TV show. You know which one I'm talking about?
Right.
Well, and, of course, a lot of that show's fictional. Right. But
But you know what? But then when they meet guys like him and some of these other guys, they're like,
yes.
Holy cow, maybe that show's right. Those guys are tough and they're crazy up there.
Right. So I would say this also to the state of Montana. Don't forget about those little shows, guys. Don't forget about those amateur boxing events, those amateur kickboxing events, those Fusion Fight League shows, those shows that are promoting and getting these amateurs their experience and getting them where they're at. That's, you know
Travis
what I mean?
Travis has got like, the red button in action there again for us. Yeah.
So just to say, man, you know, we appreciate everybody's support. We love the haters, too. But we appreciate everybody's support at this level, right? If you could show that same support to the amateurs and to the small stuff, man, the sky's the limit for these kids in Montana.
Well, it's great to see you guys, and thanks for inspiring folks out there.
Thank you.
King Kai, again, congrats on massive victory
there.
And we'll see you guys at the Roadhouse.
See you at the Roadhouse. Cannot wait.
All right, awesome. Hey, we are here at Highwood Creek Outfitters Indoor Shooting Range. Over 700 guns in the gun shop here as well. Tom Van Hoos, thanks so much for hosting us this morning. This has been a ton of fun.
No, you had a great crew come through, and we really appreciate what you do all over Montana.
Jim in Great Falls is haying right now, but he dropped by earlier when I was getting set up in the 6 o'clock hour, so I want to share a little bit of that fun. I mic'd him up. I said, no, we got to hear from Jim in Great Falls, so I'll play that in a little bit for you here. But describe, you know, the whole outfit here, the indoor range, the gun store, and more.
Absolutely. So we have over 60 guns to rent, silencers to rent. If you want to try a gun, we have some of the most popular guns to rent. So come try a gun. If you like it, you come buy it that day. You get your $15 rental fee back on a new purchase of a new gun. And we have female staff. The women are 40% of the gun business today. You know, the world's getting a little crazy and women are getting a little scared, rightfully so. Our female instructors, our female staff can help the ladies get comfortable. You and I can say the same words, but the way we say it's not going to be heard. But you get ladies talking and having fun on the range. There's been several guys bring their wives in, they come out crying, and JJ or Amanda or one of the gals goes back with them, and it's a whole different world. It's really fun. And women, 9 times out of 10, outshoot the guys. And guys hate to see that, but it happens.
Oh, yeah, the women are always better shooters, and because they actually pay attention and listen instead of thinking they already got all the right answers. Well, in fact, earlier this morning I was asking you some questions about you've got some of the guns that you've got that people might not be able to find in other places are some of these Israeli weapon system guns and optics. And I was asking you some questions. All of a sudden, the nice lady from behind the counter started throwing out the answers before you could even get to it.
It's really fun to watch the women on our staff, guys come in, and they kind of poo-poo them. And pretty soon they go, sir, would you like to know this particular question and the information? They look at the ladies behind the counter and go, okay. And then they get really amazed at the knowledge that these young women have. And they're just top-notch ladies and really know their stuff.
Yeah, that's so great. One of the things I loved, you showed me earlier, you showed me the XM7, which is basically the rifle that the Army is going to be eventually replacing the M4 with.
Yeah, it's a new battle platform. The guys that are going out to do other people's stuff are going to actually have a caliber that's going to give them the effectiveness downrange. I'm really glad they're getting a different caliber. I wish it was one of the more standard, but it's not. But it's okay. It's a great round. It's way better than the little 5.56 that you guys used to get to run around the world with.
Yeah, that's right. And he also showed me these solar-powered optics. So, you know, hey, think about it. You got your red dot or a green dot. All of a sudden, I got to change my battery. Well, what if you don't have to change your battery when you're out there on the range? Because it's solar-powered, just like your G-Shock watch might be solar-powered.
Right. So like HoloSun, I saw them at SHOT Show years ago, and I thought, oh, here's another Chinese import company that's going to have a low-quality optic. And HoloSun is one of the great brands. A lot of law enforcement are going to them, solar-powered. There's so many options now for optics. Many of the firearms, handguns are coming with a plate that you can put a red dot on so you don't have to use the old fixed sights. And a lot of the older guys, hey, I understand it's hard to get the front sight and the rear sight in the same focal plane, but the red dots on top of handguns make it really easy.
Yeah. Well, how can folks come down and see you? You got 8 lanes on an indoor range. They can rent guns with suppressors or silencers, whatever you want to call them, on them. Make it an easier experience for some first-time shooters.
Absolutely. We have indoor range. Come in. You can bring your own guns. You can bring your own ammunition as long as it's new manufacturer in the original box. We do have reasonable prices on ammo. The staff here is happy to help you source a new gun. If it's something you can't find anywhere else, often we have a source that can get it for you.
Well, I told you, one of my favorite callers, Jim in Great Falls. You remember the great dinner versus supper, lunch versus dinner debate? Well, Jim stopped in early this morning. He's haying right now, so or he'd be with us live. But we had fun. We talked about, remember when I told you about our friends in Lewistown? Stop calling it free stuff. It's not free stuff. We are paying for all that so-called free stuff. Well, we talked about that. And what would Paul Harvey say today with all this crazy stuff in the news? We'll wait till you hear. Fun chat I had, part of the fun chat I had with Jim in Great Falls earlier this morning. We'll play that right out of the break here. And then, if I have time, I recorded a quick conversation with Speaker of the House Matt Regeer in Kalispell yesterday. So we're going to run out of time, but stand by.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Now see, Jim in Great Falls, he'd be getting the lamb burger. He'd be getting the lamb burger at that joint in Missoula I was telling you about. So Jim in Great Falls, he dropped by earlier this morning as I was getting ready to roll here in Great Falls. And so, cause he's out there haying right now. So there, if you go to our Montana Talks podcast, you'll be able to hear the full conversation. We talked about Jamal Bowman, who just lost that congressional race in New York. You know, the guy who pulled the fire alarm, insurrection. We talked about lamb versus beef. But let's play this back and forth. We were talking about all that free stuff. And what would Paul Harvey say? Here you go, Jim in Great Falls.
I dropped into KXLO and KQPZ and see Phyllis and the crew. And she says, Aaron, you just said yesterday that we got all these people breaking into this country to get all this free stuff. It's not free. Somebody's paying for it. We're paying for it. I was like, you know, that's a very good point.
Yeah. You know, when Obama got in with his health care, I lost all my health care. I'd had numerous surgeries. So to try and get insurance again, it was just unbelievable, in the neighborhood of like $1,500 a month and extreme deductible. And it's just ridiculous. I was in the National Guard for 4 years, and I don't qualify for any insurance. I have to literally go to Mexico, leave all my documents there, sneak across the border. No hable, cabrón. Got a little hitch in my giddy up. Will you fix me? Oh, can I have a new free flip phone too?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it's not free.
Yeah, exactly. But it was a great point. And of course, when I was saying, you know, and I think the line that I was using at the time, because obviously, you know, this illegal immigrant invasion didn't just start yesterday. It didn't just start.
Undocumented.
Yeah, undocumented migrants. Yeah, right. Yeah. It didn't just start yesterday. It didn't just start, you know, in January. And since January, we've had 1.8 million gotaways alone, right? Or since the start of the Biden term. But anyway, it didn't just start. It's been going on for years of the Biden tester regime. And so I said, here's the thing. Are people coming here because they want to be in the land of the free, or because they want to come to the land of free stuff? And Phyllis was right. It's not free because you're paying for it. I'm paying for it. Our friends on the Crow Reservation are paying for it. We're all paying for it. And now we're paying for it with higher grocery prices, higher gas prices. We're just paying for it across the board. And we're probably paying for it one, two, three times over, because we're paying for, this was the point this Border Patrol chief made, we're paying for the migrants on the border to give them full medical that the gym ain't getting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or full medical, food, showers, laundry facilities. He had one little soft-sided structure alone that he had to pay. Taxpayer money was paying nearly $500,000 every single day for one of these migrant services shelters. And then when they get to New York City, they're getting more taxpayer dollars. And then when they get wherever they're going after that, they get more taxpayer dollars. We're paying for this three times over. And then inflation, grocery prices, everything.
No, I would love to hear Paul Harvey's take on this. And, of course, Rush Limbaugh, but old Paul Harvey always had, and today we execute Joe over here, which we spent $98 million over 20 years, and he got a sex change and free health care, and now we decided to kill him.
You know, what would Paul Harvey say? So there's a headline. There's a Montana headline. Judge strikes down Montana law defining sex as only male or female for procedural reasons. Here you got some liberal judge out of Missoula who shoots down a Montana law that Governor Gianforte just signed into law in a recent legislative session defining sex as male and female, because see, they want to define gender 600 different ways. But what would Paul Harvey say about this? Would he give us the rest of the story, or would he just throw his headset down and say, okay, I'm done, America. You know, see you later, America. I don't,
his 1965 thing on, if I was the devil, what would I do? Mm-hmm. And to see what society is now, I mean, that was a prophecy nailed right on the head, because exactly what he said is happening. And it's sad. I mean, people are trying to, for lack of a better term, reinvent the wheel, because there's nothing out there. They don't know where to go or what to do for jobs to create or build anything, so they just go with the first wheel that rolls by and they do what they do. They don't know if it's right or wrong or what, but they're just going to fit in.
Just following the crowd, yeah. How many of these young kids that are protesting in support of this radical transgender stuff, or tomorrow the flavor of the day is the pro-Hamas rally at one of the universities. Like, how many of them? It's just like they just want to be special. They just want to figure they want to be special, because it's not enough to just be a normal kid in America anymore. Yeah. Everybody's got to be special.
Well, their parents aren't home to give them any attaboys. They're starving for parents there because they both got to work and they're getting raised by a nanny or the TV. And so, and then you take them 2 years out of being educated because of COVID. It's no wonder they're, you know, going downhill.
All right. Yeah, great to catch up with Jim in Great Falls. Fun to finally meet you. I've enjoyed getting your phone calls. Finally got to meet you in person. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be in Butte. We're going to be broadcasting live from the brand new Brett's RV and Marine location in Butte. Come down and see us. Even if you got to come down early, I'll be set up early. Just like I got to see Jim early. You can come early. And, of course, we'll be statewide here from 9 to 10. Just like we had celebrity appearances today by King Kai and his coach, Dave Evans, tomorrow I think Colt Anderson's going to drop by, the former Grizz great and the NFL great Colt Anderson. He's got a big camp that's kicking off tomorrow, so I think he's going to drop in and see us at the show. Tim Montana, the beloved Butte musician Tim Montana, he's actually doing a show in Butte tomorrow night. So I think he told me he's going to drop in tomorrow and come and see us. And we want you to come in and see us, too. If you're listening to 1370 KXTL, come see us in Butte tomorrow morning. I'll be set up early. Secure Border, SecureMontana.com, the rally with Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem tonight in Great Falls, tomorrow night in Bozeman. And then I think they're doing a Trump-Biden debate watch party after that rally in Bozeman tomorrow night as well.